The Lord has put something on my heart recently that I can't get away from. It burns in me every day. The realization that you can't do this work of God without the power of the Holy Spirit upon us. There's a great work that's been given us to do, to bear witness to the reality that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God come in the flesh. He did die for our sins. And through him, an entrance has been made back into heaven and into the life of God while we live on the earth. And we are called to bear witness of that. But we live in an unfavorable time when the tide is turning against the testimony of Christ. Now, I want you to think back with me over 2,000 years where people were gathered in a room smaller than this, but there was a crowd not much different than we are. There were not many that were successful in themselves. Not many could boast of faithfulness. Not many could bring anything before God. They had no strength to win this battle. They were seemed on the losing end of the stick in as far as society was concerned. The only thing they had was an awareness that God loved them, an awareness that Christ had not rejected them in spite of their failures. And every man and woman and young person in that upper room had a commonality of heart. And that commonality of heart was simply this: if you touch me, I will go all the way with you, Jesus. I will walk where you call me to walk, and I will speak what you call me to speak. I will live the way you call me to live, and I will do it no matter what the personal cost. That was in the hearts of the people. But there were nobody there with diplomas and degrees, and there was nobody in that room who hadn't fled Christ in his time of deepest need. Everybody there knew that their standing was by mercy and by grace. But there was an awareness in the heart that God wanted to fill them with his life. And so they began to pray. And the scripture says as they prayed, suddenly a rushing mighty wind came and filled all of them. And out of weakness, as the scripture says, they were made strong. Out of confusion, they saw clearly. Out of powerlessness, they were given giftings of God. And these same people who were rather frail in themselves stepped out into the marketplace. And 3,000 people that day, at least 3,000, who formerly were calling for not only the death of Christ, but most likely the death of his followers, saw something so profound. They saw the life of God given to humanity. They saw not just people talking about God, they saw God talking through people. There is a huge difference, folks, when God speaks through you, as opposed to you speak about God. And they opened their hearts. And we're living at that time now, a similar time. There's a tremendous task ahead of us. And we know it can't be done. Now, we tried as a church age. We tried surveys. We tried being nice to everybody. We tried a lot of things that are good in themselves, but none of them can produce lasting spiritual results. Now, coming to the end of all of that and finding ourselves in an upper room, it's now time for you and I to cry out for the Spirit of God. Now, folks, that's what happened to me when I was a young Christian, only saved a couple of years. But I just got sick of the powerlessness in my life. I started reading the scriptures, and I knew what I was called to be, and I had a sense of what God wanted me to do, but I had no power to do it, and I got tired of it. And I called out one day in my police car. I was driving on general patrol, and I remember crying out, and I said, "Lord, I'll serve you if it kills me. God, I don't know how, but I will go all the way with you." And it was just a few days later that I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and it rather shocked me because I didn't know that such a thing even existed. But God came to me and filled me with His Spirit. I found myself speaking in another tongue. And folks, that's not the be-all and end-all. It doesn't make you anything because you can speak in tongues. It's only an evidence that God's come to you in that power to be a witness of Him. That's what it is. It's just an evidence. But folks, I tell you, I thank God for that moment. And I know, talking to New Yorkers, you're not a typical crowd. There's something in New Yorkers that says, "You give me the power, I'll get right in your face." And that's what God is looking for in this generation, people who will stand up in the power of God for what they believe in. We need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. I need it, and you need it. We cannot face this generation without the power of God in our lives. And the good news that I find is that God is willing to answer us. Jesus himself said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Now, I don't want the Holy Spirit so I can speak in another tongue. As wonderful as that is, I want the Holy Spirit so that I can have the power to make a difference in this generation. That's why I want the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit so that Christ will be glorified in my life. That people will look and say, you are not the man you used to be. Something is changing in you. Where do you get the ability to do these things? And I can point them because of that to the one who's willing to touch every man and woman and child who comes to him, because we all stand on level ground before the cross. There is no respecter of persons whatsoever with God. Are you willing to go all the way with God? That's the question tonight. Are you willing? I know, I love that song. Like a river that overflows, like a stream that skips over its borders. As wonderful as those songs are, I'm not willing to just sing about it. I want to live it. I want to know the power of God in my life. And if you are with me in this tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, and we are going to ask Jesus Christ to fill us with his Holy Spirit. I want you to lift your voice. Lift your hands, lift your heart before God, lift your heart in faith to God, and let's begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to ask God to do what only God can do. Lord, we stand at the precipice of eternity now. We are living in a dark time. But your word says, I read it again this morning, in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and on my servants and handmaids I will pour out of my spirit, says the Lord. God, I believe you. I believe you, and I need a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed to call out to you. I'm not ashamed to say I need you, Lord. God Almighty, give us the power we need to make a difference in our generation. Lord, break down the barriers. Break down the unbelief. Break down our own reluctance to live for you, Lord. Bring it all down. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. For the sake of New York City. For the sake of our children. For the sake of the widow and the orphan. For the sake, oh, God, of the people in this city. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us the power that we need to stand for you, O God, to live for you, to walk with you, Lord. Give us the power, O God. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Baptize us with the fire of God. Give us the power to stand, Lord. Bring us out of cowardice, Lord, into the bravery of God. Give us that perfect love that casts out fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Call out to him now. Call out to him. This is not a program. Call out to him. Hallelujah! Pray in the Spirit if you can. Pray in the Spirit tonight. Pray for the person in front of you. Pray for the person beside you. Pray, pray, call out to the Lord. Holy Spirit, we call out to you tonight. We call out to you, breath of God, as Ezekiel did. Oh, breath of God, breath of God, breath of God, breathe on us, Lord, that we may live. Breathe on us and raise us up an exceeding army, Lord. Breathe on New York City. Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, Son of God, we call out to you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise up preachers in this house tonight. Raise up missionaries. Give giftings of the Holy Spirit. Give us prophets again in the gate, O God. Let your Holy Spirit come upon your people, Lord. Give us the power to stand. Give us the power. Give us the power to speak. Give us the power to lay hands on the sick and see them recover of their illnesses. Give us the power to cast out devils. Give us the power to stand against evil. Give us the power, God, to believe you, to believe your promises. Give us the power to walk in the miraculous. Give us the power to feed the hungry. Give us the power, Lord, to comfort the lonely. Give us the power. Give us the power to speak into the darkness and command the light to come. Give us the power to set the prisoner free. Give us the power, Lord. Give us the power, Lord, for your glory, for your namesake, oh God, for the reason you went to the cross. Give us the power, God Almighty, give us the power, give us the power, give us the power, Lord, give us the power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Brooklyn. Thank you for the Bronx. Thank you for Manhattan. Thank you for Queens. Thank you for Staten Island. Thank you for New Jersey. Thank you for Connecticut, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the rain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you for churches alive. Thank you, God, for pastors touched again by the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Send revival to Washington. Send revival to our government. Send revival to our president. Send revival, God. Send revival to our mayor. Send revival to his counselor. Send revival. Send revival. Open every prison door. Set every captive free. Send revival, oh God. Send revival. Spirit of the living God, we call out to you, Lord, to do what only you can do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory, glory, glory. 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 Glory, glory. Jesus, Son of God, we're not willing to live in poverty when the treasure of heaven is ours. The life of Christ is ours. The power of God is ours. The promises of God belong to us. We're not willing to live beneath it, oh God. Oh, Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, Son of God. Bring the churches together in New York City. Break down the barriers. Break down the names on the door. Break down the misunderstandings. Break down the mistrust. My God, bring us together, Lord. Bring us together, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. 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 Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Glory in our streets. Glory in our schools. Glory in our hospitals. Glory in our businesses. Glory in our parks. Oh God, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We ask you to break through the darkness and bring light. Break through the captivity. Break through the lies of the enemy. Break through, God. Break through, Lord. Break through the hatred. Break through the mistrust. Break through the indifference. Break through, God. Break through. Break through the clouds that have covered this city for so long. Break through the canopy of darkness. Break through, mighty God. Break through and bring us to victory. Break through, Lord, as you did in Nineveh. Break through, God, and humble our hearts before you. Break through and create a hunger in our schools. Break through. Oh, God Almighty, break through. God Almighty, break through. Break through and visit this city, Lord. Break through, God. Break through. Break through and be merciful. Break through in kindness. Break through in power. Hallelujah. 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 Break through to every race. Break through to every culture. Every person. Every persuasion. Everybody. Break through and let the mercy of God be known. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fill this church tonight, Holy Spirit. Lord, this is your church. This is your body. These are your people. God, fill your church. Fill your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. 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 Glory, glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'd like us to sing that song one more time. Let me tell you one thing tonight. Prim and proper religion is a nice thing in its own place. But, folks, it's going to take people who are willing to be thought of as fools to win this generation. We've got to be willing to cry out for those that don't have a voice, to cry out for themselves. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's sing that song again. And let it be a prayer in your heart tonight. Don't sell yourself short when the power of God is yours. Don't settle for less than what God has for your life. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to have an honest heart. God will take those that are least expected among us, myself included, and fill us with His Holy Spirit and set us up in a place where we can be seen and give us something to say and give us hearts to say it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The glory goes to Jesus. The glory belongs to Him.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you because you're here. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for doing what you're doing tonight. We thank you, God. Now speak to us in the name of Jesus and let us hear your voice in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. God's in this place tonight in a mighty way. He's here. This is not another service, just an ordinary meeting. God is getting His people ready for what He's going to do. This is an important meeting tonight. Very important. And I'm not going to just preach a normal sermon that I would have preached, because God has spoken to me what He is doing in this church. He's getting ready, preparing us for a great move of God, as the pastor said. I wasn't here Sunday, but I listened to his sermon. I was so blessed by it. And his saying and his faith that God is going to move in a mighty way. And folks, now let me tell you tonight, there's going to come a mighty move of God. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's going to happen. God's going to pour out His Spirit. And things are going to happen. It won't be like you think. It never comes the way you think. It won't be like I think. It won't be like you think. It'll be like he thinks. But it's happening. It's going to happen. It's going to be. It's going to be a mighty move of God. It's going to be in this church, in this city. I don't know all the extent of it. I know that. And God spoke to me and said this in preparing. He said, not only am I going to move, but Satan will come as well. Satan will try his best to get in. Whenever there's a great move of God, Satan always tries to come. Always does. He does it when the people of God gathered in heaven, Satan came also. When the Holy Spirit falls, Satan comes as well. And God spoke so clearly to me. And he said, yes, Satan will try, but be ready. Be ready. Get ready. And one of the ways that is he always tries is he comes in subtly and he comes in divisively. He comes in why Jesus said it so often. He said, beware of false prophets. False prophets sounded so good and sounded so wonderful and seemed so spiritual. And he reminded me of a great test that I had. One great time in our church, we were having a revival. God was moving. We seeing miracles, wonderful miracles. And God was doing great things. Folks were getting saved. And all of a sudden, it stopped. And we had a spell and I, some very apparently spiritual people rose up against me, and important people, and the leader of it, his wife was a woman that prayed and fasted and prayed and sought God a lot, outstanding people, and one of the men, an elder in the church, one of the leaders, man that had given what would a day amount to millions of dollars, and wealthy, well off, well, I listened to him, I learned so much from him. All of a sudden, they rose up against me, and I was overwhelmed. So I remember praying, walking and praying. I said, God, what am I going to do? Whatever these folks have risen up in opposition to me, and they're powerful people, it's great people, and I'm not equal to these people. And I was praying and said, God, I can't run. You sent me here. I'm here on a divine appointment. And that night, praying, I prayed all afternoon, and that night I was kneeling out in my little entryway where I had a little couch to pray at, kind of a praying place, and God spoke to me so clearly. The Holy Spirit came on me, and God said, and he said, I will move them out. I'll take them out. And he said, I will take the crown from off his head. I will remove the crown from his head, and I will move those people out. I knew I was in trouble if God didn't help me, but I never realized how God supports the people that when he puts you in a place, he stays with you. He is faithful. A very few weeks passed, something strange happened, and all of them left, all of them. And being money people and outstanding people, whole crowd of them left. And they thought, now the church will go down. Now, without us, it can't make it. We're the most important people here. And immediately, the church began to grow, and a blessing came and came and came and came. And God sent in the people, and God began to pour out his Spirit. And that's when Jim Cimbala came in here from Brooklyn Tabernacle. He was in our choir, and his wife came, Carol, and they got involved in the church, and just all kinds of people. It went all over the world. And God sent us a revival, and we went up to about a couple of thousand people. And it was tremendous. We had 20 years of blessing. What happened was this. God showed me something, that God honors his people, his man. When you are in God's place, God will take care of you. God will do it. And he spoke to me, this church will get tested, but we have got to stand together with a man that God has placed in this place. Now, it will be tested. And this is not an ordinary meeting tonight. Power, God's in this place. God is here tonight, and we're going to pray for our pastor. God has sent Pastor Carter, has raised him up, and he's going to be in charge, and Satan will come against him, but we're going to pray tonight and unite, and we're going to stay united. Now listen, we're going to stay united. We're going to stay united. The devil is a liar. He is a divider. And when the blessings come and things happen, not just that, we're going to keep in the spirit, and we're not going to waver. This church must not waver. You must not waver. You must stand together. You must not listen to the voice of the enemy. He is so clever. Don't think we're so smart that the devil can't tempt us. Yes, he can. God, Satan is smart, smarter than any person. But when we walk humble and you walk in the spirit and you're full of the Holy Ghost, he'll speak to you. He'll hold us together. He will guide us. You cannot give in to pride. You cannot give in to Satan. We must stay together. And tonight, we want to pray when the elders come and the pastor come, and we're going to pray that God establishes this church and puts the foundation down and puts us together and stands and brings people around this pastor that will stand, that will be here, that won't shake. That will be what God wants us to be in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come against your plan before it happens. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus, because it takes unity. There was love and unity and humility in the early church. And we have to have that compassion, that love, and that unity, that nothing is going to shake us, that we're going to stand true to him. Pastor, we want to pray for you tonight. We want to pray that God gives leadership, that God establishes workers around you and elders around you and folks that will stand true, that we won't shake. Because God wants to do a mighty thing, and he has to have a foundation to do it. Let's be that people. Praise God. Praise God. Come around him, elders. Stand up, choir. We want you to stand up. Praise God. I want the elders to pray one after another. Praise God. And we're going to pray. Put your hand this way. Put your hand this way. Put your hand this way. Now call on God tonight. Call on God to watch over this man physically. To watch over him spiritually, physically. That he's called him. He's called him. The Lord has called you. God has placed his hand upon you. He brought you to this city. He's the one that has kept you. He is going to touch your body. He will keep you. In the name of Jesus, we come against every physical attack. We come against every mental attack. We come against every plan of Satan. In the name of Jesus tonight, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for his burden. We thank you that you sent him to this city. And God, we pledge in the name of Jesus that your blessing come upon him. Hallelujah. Shadadabaho. For the Lord that has called you, has touched you, has set you aside, has raised you up for this hour. He will not leave you. He will not leave you. He will stand with you. Stand strong in him. Doubt not, waver not, and see what great things God will do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lead out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for our pastor, oh God. Lord, we thank you so much for him. We thank you so much for his wife. Lord, we thank you so much for his family. We thank you for his sons. We thank you for his daughter. We thank you for his grandchildren. Oh, Jesus, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around him. Lord, that you protect him from every kind of ailment, that you protect him from every kind of lie, that you keep his family safe, oh God. Lord, we pray that you say to the devil, this far and no farther. God, in Jesus' name, you keep your hand over him, oh God. Lord, you give him a word in season to him who is weary. Lord, you use him to speak a word to this society. Lord, to be an example to young ministers in this generation. God, to continue to use him to be a blessing to this city and also to speak a word, oh God, through the radio and also through pastors only and all the various ministries that we have online. God, in Jesus' name, sometimes sending him abroad to speak a word, oh God, a word of comfort, a word of healing. God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen him, oh God. Give him many days, many days. Many days, many days, many days, oh God. Oh God, strengthen him for your name's sake, for your praise, for your glory. God, let your hand be upon him. Yes. Let the mantle of the prophetic spirit be with him so that he can speak words of warning to this generation, mingled with words of hope and of grace. God, we believe you for great things. You are the great and the Holy Savior. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, we thank you so much, Father. God, as a church, we've been through so much, Father.
Yes.
We've been through division. We've been through attacks of the enemy, Father. We've been through every storm. God, Pastor Carter has lived through it. He's been through it. And you've kept him. You've been faithful, God. You've kept the church, oh God. You made us stronger than ever before, God. Help us to learn from the past, God, never to give place to division, never to give place to the lies of the enemy, Father. God, strengthen Pastor Carter. God, we pray for a fresh anointing.
Yes.
God, this night, yes, a fresh anointing upon our pastor, Father. God, a new touch, oh God. God, Pastor David often spoke about another touch, oh God. How whenever you got ready to move them on to something else, you touched them afresh. God, we pray tonight for another touch, God, upon Pastor Carter. God, to prepare him for what you got in store, Father, and a renewing of his strength, Father. Lord, cover his head. Cover his head against the day of battle, Father. Protect his mind, God. Strengthen his body. Bring complete and total healing, Father. God, do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory and for the souls of men, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pray. Pray for these elders. God, give us unity.
Father, we pray for the pastors and elders of this church. Lord, this is the first circle the devil will attack.
Yes. Yes.
And pray, God, that you bring a unity here.
That's it.
A sense of purpose, a divine anointing of heaven. Help us, Lord, to lay down petty grievances.
Yes.
Put away everything, Lord, that would give an entrance to the devil. Father, I pray for a special fresh touch for all of my brothers that are here and couldn't be here tonight. I pray a special touch of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God, we need to be spiritual men now, 100% touched by the Spirit of Almighty God. Give us grace to not run ahead of you. Give us grace, Lord, to walk behind you. Give us grace to serve the body and not be lords over God's flock. Give us grace, Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to withstand the criticism and the praise of man. Give us grace, Lord Jesus. Give us grace and take us deeper and farther into the heart of Christ. Lord, you're the only one that can do this. You're the only one that can give us your heart. We can't garner it in our own strength. You have to give it to us. And so I'm asking you for the heart of Christ to beat within this body and beat within the bodies of my brothers and Lord and Pastor Teresa and the school at Summit, Lord. I pray, God, Lord, that you do something so beyond us that all we can do is dance in the street and laugh and clap our hands like children. Lord, do something so powerful.
Yes.
Lord, thank you that you've cautioned me years ago to be ready to face the criticisms. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you'll give the power to do that. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you. I pray, God, that you help us, Lord, to be a helper to people in the city who need help. Lord God, do beyond what we can think or ask tonight. Be God in the sovereign, supernatural way that you are. Lord, I believe with all my heart that you save the best wine for the last. Lord, I see it in the scriptures. It was on the last day of the great feast that you cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. You spoke through the prophet and said, in the last day, I'll pour out of my spirit. At the wedding feast of Cana, you saved the best wine for the end of the whole celebration. And you've saved the best work. You've saved the best of the Holy Spirit. You've saved the best testimony for the deepest, darkest, last days of time as we know them. The best testimony, O God, the best working of your power is in our generation. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for all churches of every denomination. We pray for Catholic priests who want to know truth. We pray for Muslim brothers. We pray, God, we pray that you touch everybody and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray you break down every barrier and do something so powerful that the whole world will have to stop and say, did you hear what is happening in New York City? Did you hear what God is doing? Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I pray tonight that you give us backbones of steel. Lord, that we will not bend under the opposition of the enemy, but we will understand the depth of this battle and walk in the strength that our God has given us. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for Brother Crandall. I thank you for the wisdom of he and his wife that you brought to guide us in this church. I thank you for this with all my heart. I pray, God, that you give him enough years to see the fullness of what you're going to do in this city. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you. Now, one more time. We lift up America before you. Canada. All of North America, Lord. God, we ask you for mercy. We ask you to draw the borders around us and let your life be released inside of those borders. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to touch our government leaders. Touch our president, Lord. Touch President Obama. Touch him tonight as we pray. Lord, that man has sat and heard your word. He has sat in church. He has read the text of Scripture. Holy Spirit, make it live inside of him now. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, God. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, let there be such a change that we see it even. Tomorrow, we see it. We hear it in his voice. Something happened to him. God came to him. God spoke to him. God visited him. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Father, I pray that you protect us as a congregation from the political divisions of our time. Protect us, God, from hate speech and accusation, Lord. God, help us to remember our mission is to save people. And Father, we thank you for this. Thank you for this church. Bless us, God. Bless everyone who's part of it. Bless those who visit it. Bless our children in the nursery. Lord Jesus Christ, let the blessing of life be in this house today until the day you take us all home. Father, we thank you and praise you in the unmatchable name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, there are none of us strong enough to make it through these days. There are none of us strong enough to withstand your presence coming unless you give us the strength to be servants and to walk humbly. There are none humble in this room. Lord, you're the only one that can make us that way. Help us. Help us to not touch the glory. Help us to stay humble. Help us, Lord. Help us to follow you. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to run ahead of you. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, God, to point to you, Lord Jesus, as the only source and author of life. God, we thank you for this. We praise you and bless you in your mighty and holy name. I would like us to just leave this evening. We're going to worship for a few moments if we can. Or perhaps, Greg, you would have a choir special, whatever you feel to do. But I'd like us just to, we need to just honor Jesus Christ tonight. We need to thank him and give him praise. I'm not going to give an altar call tonight, but I want to issue a challenge to you. Don't be left out. Don't be a spectator of what God's about to do. You have an opportunity to be filled with the power of God. You have an opportunity to know the supernatural working of Christ. No matter what church you come from, you can stay within the borders of that church, and you can stay under the doctrine of that church. You do not have to be obnoxious. You don't have to cause any problems, but you can walk in the power of God. You can make a difference in your generation. Don't settle for any less than that. For this is a time that needs a body of believers that are governed and empowered by the Spirit of Almighty God. Don't settle for less. You don't have to settle for less. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't believe there's any prison that can hold you. Don't believe there's any wound that can keep grinding you. Don't believe that you are bent in a certain way and will never change. Those things are lies. We're talking about God now. We're talking about the power of God. He can change you. He can change you so dramatically, you're stunned. You look in the mirror, you won't recognize your face. He'll change you if you will let him, if you'll believe him. Remember, he said these words, and this is what I leave you with tonight. Did I not tell you that if you would believe, that you would see the glory of God? If you would believe. If you would believe, if you would die to unbelief and die to the doubting of God and simply believe him, the promises he's given you in this holy text of Scripture are yours. And if you look and say, this is mine, and not be willing to settle for less, freedom is mine, healing is mine, victory is mine. The devil is not getting my family. My family belongs to God. This victory is mine. You trust him now and call out to him. And even on the subway, don't settle for less. And when the Holy Spirit prompts you, just obey him. You'd be amazed what God, you're only a vessel. It's all you and I are. We're just vessels. He's the hand inside the glove. When he prompts you, just obey him. As ridiculous as it may seem, I went out to preach in a park one time in Canada with our church, and there was supposed to be a rally, and it rained. It rained terribly. Nobody showed up. There was nobody there. Nobody. In a huge park. And the musician said, "Should we pack it up and go home?" And the Holy Spirit said to me, "No, worship." So we worshiped for about 20 minutes. Then they said to me, "Shall we pack it up and go home?" The Holy Spirit said to me, "Preach as if there's 10,000 people here." So I preached for about maybe 20, I don't remember the time, but probably about a half hour, salvation message. And then the Holy Spirit said, "Give an altar call." There's nobody there. If you obey the promptings. So I said, "You might be here and you've heard this message and you want to give your life to Christ. I'm going to ask you to come forward." Now the musicians are standing around me and it's almost like, poor fellow, we had such hope for him. And I gave an altar call. There's nobody there. And on the left side of the field, out of the bushes, comes a guy who's been lying there because he'd been drunk the night before and he'd slept under the bushes. He was awake. He heard the whole message. He said, "I'm out of here. I want to go with God." He came forward. "Listen, I'm not done." On the other side of the field, hiding behind there's not many electrical poles, but it was an electrical pole. Hiding behind the pole was a guy who just had gotten out of jail a few days before. He was walking across down the street. In his heart, he said, "I can't fit in. I don't understand this society anymore. I don't know if I could ever be forgiven. I killed a man." He'd been in jail for manslaughter. And he's walking down the street brokenhearted and suddenly hears a message that he can be forgiven, that he can be changed, he can be saved. He comes out from behind the pole. He starts heading towards the platform. And then over the park went uphill a bit and then went down into the town. It was a town called Cornwall, Ontario. And it went down into the town. And then suddenly two heads come up over the hill. And there were two teenagers walking in the rain. But I didn't realize that the sound system echoed and went right down the main street into this town. They heard every word as they were walking towards where this was coming from. They came over the hill and they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. There was nobody there and four people got saved, folks. If you will obey, if you will obey, if you will obey. Hallelujah. Let's worship tonight. God bless you.